You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Crystal Robinson, and you're listening to Dishing and Swishing on WSTRradio.com.
I think there's a different mentality. I will say that the old school players, what I take away from is their fundamentals and their knowledge of the game. I mean, man, they knew the game. They knew how to. They were like basketball players. They knew how to make great reads. They were always reading defense. They're just super, super smart. And I'm not saying today's players aren't smart, but I feel like it's going more towards it's just kind of a different style of game. And I think the players today are very talented. But like I said, I really cherish my early years in what I was able to learn under. You know, for me, learning has always been the key. Just got to keep making those improvements. And I got to learn from the best with the Liberty. And so I'm just – those are – it was special. Those days were special. I can't even explain it. It was like the it thing to do and in New York City. So I miss the big crowds and the energy that the old school players brought. And just, you know, they're very motherly. You know, Sue Kim talked about just having to take care of, you know, in Spoon, and there were so many different personalities, but it really, really was a big family. And I feel like it's gone a little bit away from that. I feel like we have that in San Antonio, but I don't think that's the norm in a lot of teams where you just are really, really close with your teammates.
Rebecca, since you're still traveling around and seeing everybody with your commentating for ESPN, which, by the way, you do an incredible job on, the talent level between the current era players and the prior era, do you think there's more talent, more skill, or is it just, you know, just better athleticism?
I think the players now are definitely overall more athletic. I think in a lot of ways they have they're more talented one-on-one because they've grown up playing the game a different way than some of the older players grew up. I mean, I think we all grew up going to the playground or playing on teams, and now it's like kids from the time they're in middle school have individual coaches, you know, shot coaches and trainers and that kind of thing. So I think they're definitely very skilled, but I don't know, kind of the same thing that Becky was saying, I don't know that they know how to play the game the way the old school players did. I mean, nobody knew more tricks of the trade than Sue Wicks, and it was great when she was on your team, but when you had to guard her, it drove you nuts because she knew just how to hold you and do things so that to get the advantage. And I think that comes from a lot of years playing overseas and comes from experience playing basketball with, you know, 5-on-5 or 4-on-4 versus just being out there doing drills, you know, one-on-nobody or one-on-one. So I think they are better athletes now. I think overall they might be more skilled individually one-on-one, but there's just something about team basketball that I don't think has gotten better in the past, you know, 15 years.
This is David Siegel, the host of the Dishin' and Swishin', the World of Women's Hoops radio show. You can find us each and every Wednesday on www.strradio.com. Thanks for following us here on Swish Appeal.